But we have an exercise where we're going to practice physically using our bodies. Okay, we're going to do that really quick. But before we run into that, let's use our traffic light, right? So we have green, yellow, orange, red, right? We're going to identify the level of risk for each one of these actions that we put together. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we'll ask you who are the people most at risk. Sound good? Okay, so for Metro Council, what color light are we giving them? Green, which is all good. Yellow, kind of iffy. Orange is, there could possibly be arrests. Red is, arrests are guaranteed. What are we thinking, Metro Council?
They're not going in.
I'd say yellow, probably.
Say yellow?
Yellow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, what do y'all think?
Mm-hmm.
Yellow?
It's just green.
Yeah. Yellow, why? Why not green and why yellow?
Because we're not actively defying any laws.
Okay.
To me, the biggest risk would be agitators, counter-demonstrators, NRA support, police force, whatever, and altercations happening there that with not controlled, could lead to arrests of folks on our side as well.
Or just the cops.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the,
people
most
at risk.
Marginalized people of all sorts.
Okay.
People with disabilities. I don't know if there's stairs around there.
Yeah.
I think it's outside, so there's not
people with accessibility. Yep, there is
what's it called?
A ramp. You have to go all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yep. Okay, good. So we feel good about yellow light here?
Yes.
All right, Amazon. What light are we giving them?
Red.
Red? Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, is there any part of your action that wouldn't be red?
Yes.
Okay,
what
part?
I think that there was a rally.
Yeah.
Rally.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are the people that are most at risk?
Same, like people of color, trans people with accessibility.
Yes. Yeah, and people with prior charges.
Prior charges.
If you're for sure getting arrest, make sure what effect it has on you if you have prior charges as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Lee Company. What are you guys thinking? What is your color?
I'm going to go green.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
We're not going inside. Hopefully they're annoyed enough by people just calling all day for nothing,
Phone zap is definitely green. Any type of presence here will say yellow just because they might say, oh, you have to get off of our property or whatever like that, and that means some type of confrontation with law enforcement. Right, so we'll...
Yeah.
Yeah, bullet. On-site yellow, green, definitely phone zap.
Yeah,
beautiful. All right, ICE office, what about y'all?
I feel like we're yellow headed into orange.
Yellow into orange. So
yeah.
You think yellow into orange?
Yeah, I think that there's increased risk with it being a federal building and being beholden to federal laws on federal property. I think that there's also significant risk to any undocumented folks who would want to be a part of that action. I also think that, if we are disabling vehicles, I think there's a way to do it without being caught, and I'm a strong proponent of it's only illegal if you get caught. it would be, property damage at the minimum. And I do think that with further planning, there would be ways to make this a safer action, but in this, 15-minute exercise and in its current form, we're probably in that.
I would call it
orange.
I would say orange to red.
Really?
I would say red.
You're on, because you're on a federal building and you're actively blocking them trying to commit, do their jobs, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
So if a police officer is doing something and I stop it, I'm obstructing justice, right?
Right.
If we're here actively to stop people from being deported, we are obstructing justice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a homeland security issue. That's not just a
yep.
state-level issue. We would be definitely in the red, and I would want everyone to
totally,
be conscious
yeah.
of that,
yeah.
because we wouldn't want volunteers to show up, do the action, and then be caught off guard
mm-hmm.
by the thick, false imprisonment charges, even if they don't stick, that's a huge thing on your family.
Yeah, and there's even aiding and abetting. And people who have, specifically in the immigration space, people who have helped illegal aliens, is the terminology that they use, undocumented people, flee or escape or even ride in their vehicle, have been charged with aiding and abetting. And that's up to 5 years, 5 to 10 years in prison for you.
Wow.
So, just so you know, yes, I would definitely call this a red risk. I think it's important for us to be conscious of our privilege, right? Because sometimes when we enter into spaces, to me it might be like, oh, I can step into Amazon and get arrested, but I have no prior arrest, right? So for me, oh, it's an arrest, so I'll beat that charge, it'll be fine. But for somebody who has a prior arrest or something like that, that could mean a whole other different can of worms for them, right? So yes, we each have our individual risks. We'll have our individual level of risk, but it's important to understand the collective bubble of risk that we have as well, right? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Be good? Feel good about that? All right. Yes?
I would add, like, domestic terrorism charges as a possibility for entering ICE, doing stuff with ICE, too.
That's always fun.